I'm here with Nevada Ironman head coach Nate Smith. And coach, we're getting ready for basketball season. We were about a month away from the opener, but as you just told me, that got pushed back. So a couple more weeks, but you guys have been practicing for a little over a month now. Just how is things going, standing about like 2-3 weeks before games?
It's been really good. Our guys have been in the gym working really hard. We just picked up football season, just ended. Mm-hmm. So we picked up 4 or 5 guys from the football team. So reteaching those guys, getting them back in the fold of things is taking a little bit, but our main guys that have been with us, I think they're starting to figure things out. It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, so going off the football comment, do you have any guys that are coming to be contributors for you?
Evan Shainer, Jerome Jackson. I think both those guys look really good in a basketball uniform. They're big and strong athletes. Mm-hmm. I think maybe either one of those guys could definitely help us. Eli Savala.
Yeah.
He broke his arm.
Yeah.
Right. And I think he may be a main contributor for us. He may be our 6th or 7th guy. He may even start some games.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, we're excited about them.
Yeah. So going back to, we're talking about contributors. Who are some basketball guys coming back from this last year that you're really excited about?
Skylar Stevens has been huge. He's almost me on the court. He's my point guard. Mm-hmm. He directs things, teaches the younger guys what they need to know. He has just been phenomenal for me. He's maybe one of the best leaders I've ever had in my 17 years of coaching. So yeah. I expect him to really step up and be a big part of what we do this year.
Yeah, and so as for practices, you guys are getting a lot closer to games now. Are you doing more drills, or are you moving more into the scrimmaging side of things?
We are still a little bit of both. We are doing our drills. Like I said, teaching those football guys what to do. But our scrimmages are picking up. We scrimmaged Rejoice last weekend. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Saturday, we go to Pryor. We have scrimmage at Pryor, so we're playing 3 or 4 games there, or scrimmages there. Mm-hmm. We're picking up and getting really into it right now.
Yeah. You know, and most teams going into a season, they want to win it all. That's what everybody's going to say when you ask them what they want to do. But other than that, what are some things that you really want to see happen and accomplish over the course of the season?
I think we can win a conference championship. Mm-hmm. We're right there with it. You know, I think Dewey's going to be really good. Chelsea's going to be really good in our conference. Caney Valley and Oklahoma Union both have been good the last couple of years, really solid. So our conference is really tough. So one of our main goals, I think, is try to win a conference championship. We were so close last year. We won one game short. And so that's what our guys are focused on now.
So as for the style of play you guys are going to be doing, obviously divulge what you can. Don't want to give too much away.
Right,
is it going to be more fast-paced, like pressing people, stuff like that, or more set defenses, stuff like that, or a little bit of everything?
I think we got a team that can be multifaceted. Mm-hmm. They can do a lot of different things. We can play up-tempo. Mm-hmm. I got guards that can run the floor really fast. And then if we need to slow down and execute, they got really good high basketball IQ, and they can run in really good set plays.
Yeah.
So I think we can do either or. But where we're going to live on is our defense. Our guys are going to be really good on the defensive end. So that's something that we're hitting really hard.
Okay. And then who are some guys that is going to be this last year coming in that you're really looking forward to have a good year in their send-off, since this will be their last year playing basketball? If you have any like that.
Yeah. Skylar Stevens, like I talked about, Eli Savala, and then Gratt. Mm-hmm. Frockenberger.
Yeah.
He's another senior. So I have 3 seniors. Those guys, I think, all will get some minutes and have a chance to contribute.
Awesome. Well, that's all I got for you today,
awesome.
Coach. I appreciate it.